This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, January 30th. God's word to you today is identify and eradicate. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 54, verse 14, from the King James Version, and it says, "In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee." Fear-based distractions are not to be ignored. You have to deal with the fear. So today, we'll be going to the source of our fears, and I pray that God will eradicate fear from your life. You will not be afraid or distracted. You will stand and fight. The source of a lot of fears that people have is the inevitable. Again, I'm saying to you that there is no need to fear the inevitable. For students, writing exams is inevitable. There is no reason to be afraid because it is inevitable. By God's grace, I cannot remember approaching or sitting for any exam afraid. Guess what? Everybody is going to write the exam. Those that are afraid and those that are not afraid, whether tall or short. It is inevitable, so there is no need to be afraid of the inevitable. Death is an inevitability. There is no reason on earth why anybody should be afraid of death. Everybody will die one way or the other, if Jesus tarries. However, I have spent time pondering over the source of fear, and I realize that people are really not afraid of death. What they are afraid of is where they are going after death. People are actually not afraid of writing exams. What they're really afraid of is failure. Two different things. Paul says in Philip 1 verse 21 from the King James Version, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul could make such a statement because he was confident in where he was going when he dies. If you know where you are going, you will not be afraid of dying. If you are still unsure, then today is the perfect day to change that. The fear of exams is such a big deal, and it has crippled a lot of people. Years back, after we concluded the classes for the first trip of the journey, we announced that there would be a quiz. One of our ministers in church actually came into my office trembling and stuttering because she was afraid of writing the exam. So I sat with her and broke it down to her, just like I'm doing with you today. It is an inevitability. The real issue is you are afraid of failing. Face it. You're a man. You should not be afraid of talking to a lady. Say amen. It is an inevitability. That is, if you intend to get married. So man up and just do it. If she says no, big deal. Just try again. If she says no again, then find someone else, but don't stop. When you are faced with a situation, identify and separate the inevitable from the avoidable. It is the avoidable that usually allows fear to creep in. By the time you deal with the avoidable, the fear will disappear. When you separate the avoidable from the inevitable, fear is demystified. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, fear has no place in me or hold over me. I have the spirit of power, courage, boldness, and of a sound mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.